Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for August the 7th. I'm Paul White. This is a Friday, no long form Friday this week. I'm just going to keep rolling with the thought I had yesterday. We were talking from 2 Kings about the death of Elisha, how he had died with one resurrection sort of under his belt. And then when a soldier was thrown into his tomb, the story tells us that the man hit the bones of Elisha and stood on his feet alive. I gave you a new covenant principle in an Old Testament story that when you go to the cross where Jesus has died, life is what springs out of you. That's part of the way of saying it. That's an incomplete way to say it. The full way to say it would be this: you meet your death in his death, and then you get your life at his resurrection. So to preach the cross of Jesus Christ, one must preach the resurrection. Otherwise, we're merely preaching a message of death. And it can lead to confusion. And I've been in that confusion where you talk of death so much that you think Christianity is about dying. And then you start to think that the bright side of Christianity is when you die, you finally get to go somewhere. While I love the hope that is ours beyond the grave, I don't think it's the purpose. Life and life more abundant is what Jesus came to give. How did he do it? He did it by dying. He wins by dying. He conquers by sacrifice. He gives life by taking into himself death. That's why I said at the end of the podcast yesterday, and a good springboard for us today, what is the ideological line in the sand for me? I can pretty much work with anything. I can pretty much work with anything theologically. You know, we may have real fundamental disagreements with theological points. You may feel a certain way about a biblical story. I may think you're wrong. But I can live with it. You know, you and I can be as close, as thick as thieves, as they say. The area where I can't link arm in arm with another believer and consider them and I on the same page is in the area of resurrection. For me, it's the invisible line in the sand. It's the spot I can't find peace with. If you do not believe in a resurrected Jesus, I don't think that you and I are in the same faith. I'm not assuming I have one listener that feels that way, by the way. I'm just telling you, I'm saying it this way to get through, because I've been wrestling with this thought as I was recording this, before I even sat down to record podcast yesterday, because you know this is a carryover from yesterday, is that I just had that wrestling of what would it be that I couldn't see eye to eye, and I would be done, like, look, we can't work in ministry together with that feeling. And I think for me it would be the resurrection. And that's it. I mean, I could handle a lot of arguments, but if you don't believe in a resurrected Jesus, to me, here's what happens. If Jesus didn't really raise from the dead, then we have some really practical problems. We'll talk about practical, then we'll talk about spiritual. The practical problem we have is that we're following a faith that was built on a lie and a well-organized conspiracy theory. And it was so well organized, it was better organized than any conspiracy theory in the history of the world has been organized, that it would then go out from a singular location to the globe and be perpetuated by a group of people who knew it was a lie to influence people who didn't know it was a lie to believe something that wasn't true, that they had seen the resurrected Jesus. That's a practical problem. That's a belief system built on a complete fabrication and conjecture at best, lies at worst. The spiritual problem was identified by the Apostle Paul. Paul was having this argument in his generation that people already believed, you know, I don't think Jesus really raised from the dead. I mean, come on. People don't raise from the dead. That was the argument. And Paul said, if Christ didn't raise from the dead, and now By the way, this is a man who was not there at the empty tomb. He did not see the stone roll away. He was taking the resurrection story on faith. He had a vision of Jesus on the road to Damascus. But how could you prove that a vision is a resurrected person? If I had a dream or a vision tonight of someone that I knew as a kid that's dead, I wouldn't assume when I woke up that they were alive. I might have assumed that during the dream, but I would then wake up and think they were telling me something maybe, or there was something my brain's trying to tell me, but I don't think they're alive. Paul can't determine the resurrected Jesus based on the road to Damascus. So he's taking it on the words of the people around him, those who he knows and whom he trusts. And here's what he says. If Christ didn't raise from the dead, then you are still in your sins. In other words, the cross paid for the sin debt. But without a resurrected reality, you're the same person you were when Jesus died on the cross. It's the resurrection that makes us different. This is why, for me, the resurrection is the reality that we believe in, that Jesus raised from the dead so that we raise from our dead. Not simply so that we raise someday, but so that we recognize resurrection now. I don't mind the Christian principles. Mind them. They're beautiful. They're hard sometimes, but they're beautiful. But I don't place my faith in Christianity on a set of well-crafted principles. They are a part of who I am. They are a part of who Jesus is in me. But he either raised from the dead so that he could raise in me, or he didn't raise from the dead, which means he hasn't raised in me, which means all I am is the same guy I was before I, quote unquote, woke up to righteousness. I just now have a head full of better principles. That is the ultimate self-help gospel. Apply these tricks, do these things, concentrate on these principles, make them happen, watch your life become better. The early church would have rejected that because life didn't necessarily become better because you did kingdom principles. And I can tell you this, life doesn't necessarily become better if you do kingdom principles now. If you love your enemies and don't resist an evil person and turn the other cheek and carry the load 2 miles when he asks for you to carry it one, life will not necessarily get better because kingdom principles is not about making your life better. It's about loving your neighbor. It then becomes about making the world around you better while you may not be making your own situation better at all. So if not for resurrected reality, then we have a head full of principles. We may have a heart full of hope, but a head full of principles. With resurrection, we have more than a doctrine. We have more than simply a faith. We have life. To me, that's the line in the sand. I can handle all dissent, can handle all disagreement. I'm wrong about a lot of stuff, and I'm open. But the resurrection is it. Jesus Christ is alive. I hope you have a great day. God bless you.